Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm here with Adam, a photographer, and you may also call him the official photographer for New Culture. I'm Verena. This is the Voices and Visions podcast. Let's go. Hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me here. Okay.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm really excited to do this podcast.
I'm very glad. Thank you for coming and sharing. So who are you? What brings you to New Culture? What do you do?
All right. So three questions immediately.
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be hard. I'm Adam Balog and I'm a photographer living here in Vienna since 7 years now. I moved here from Budapest. I come from Hungary and I started photography actually 7 years ago. And since then I'm into it. And I'm the photographer of this project as well. I'm going to be part of this project. I'm going to make the portraits from the people in this project.
So cool. Yeah. Very nice. Cool. So why did you come to Vienna? What made you move?
Oh, actually I had a bad life not so deep, but I was working a lot. I'm 24/7 all the time. I was working 7 days a week and I still didn't find myself, and I don't know, I wanted to move. My brother was here, he was living here in Vienna for 2 years then. Mm-hmm. and my life was going that way. I thought myself, okay, I need to do something, I want to try something new, and then I just moved. I decided, I had an accident actually with my ankle, and then I was laying for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I was watching a lot of National Geographic and Spanish soap operas. And then I decided I need to change my life. Okay. A bit, so. And I moved here. And
nice. Like
after 3 months, I moved. And after 3 days, I started to work immediately.
Wow. How did you get the job here?
Thanks to my brother. He was working that time in a restaurant. And and I started. It was really, I didn't speak German at all. It was really hard in that time. But I loved it from the first time I was here. I thought I need to just hold on a bit and it's going to be fine. And okay. It went fine.
And you did. You held on.
Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. So it looks like I managed it. Yeah.
Nice. So you're still working there?
Yes.
In the same place?
No, not in the same place. I changed a lot. I was working that time in gastronomy, but then I changed. I always try to move on and try to move further a bit. Mm. I was working as a photographer recently, actually, and then I changed. I'm working in IT right now, besides photography.
Okay.
So mainly that's my main job, but I'm doing photography a lot as I can. So.
So how is the work art balance coming along?
It's bad. It's really bad. Oh, no. It's horrible. I don't know how people do it, but it's really hard. I mean, 40 hours. Working, it takes a lot of time and energy and takes a lot of even though if it's not physically all the time tiring, you have to be it's the mind is not working then it's good, and then you need for the creativity and for photography as well. And so it's really tiring, but it's okay. Let's see what future brings.
Nice. Okay, so what kind of photography do you do?
It's a tough question. As I said, it's I'm doing a lot of style, but mainly my focus would be if I could choose, because I do photography as a business as well. Mm-hmm. And I think not only photography, but every art has a side where you can get a bit of money or business with it, and where you do your creativity as free as you would.
Mm-hmm.
So it's photography is the same. So there are some jobs you need to do if you want to earn some money, and there are some projects you would like to have or do because it brings something out from you, or you just love it, or you just love the people inside. But I work mostly with people. Mm-hmm. That means like I do weddings, couple shootings, and portraits, and which is my favorite, because I love the stories, what people have.
Mm-hmm. So this portraits is your favorite.
Yeah, portraits are there. Nice. Yeah. This is why, because I love the stories of people, how they went through life, how hard it was for them, And I really like to talk mm-hmm. with people about this, even mm-hmm. though I'm not an extra, I'm like introvert. So I don't really
feel that right now.
I consider myself an introvert. Okay. I'm not always being there, like 150 people, and I'm the photographer, and I think the focus is all mm-hmm. the time on me and stuff. Yeah. It's not always easy, but it's out from the comfort zone. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You have to be out, but mostly I like the smaller ones, small mm-hmm. groups, couples, and this is the thing I do. And also, if I have a chance to make a creative project, whatever it is, if it's just like from someone, storytelling portrait, or if I go out and make a landscape photo or just going out mm-hmm. on the streets, these are stuff which I like, mm-hmm. but this is just for myself. It's okay. just for creating memories. And it's just for me. Actually, because it makes me gives me a switch off, first mm-hmm. of all, so I can just go out. Sometimes I just go with my camera on the street. I'm watching people, how they act, what they do, how they talk. I don't listen to music. I'm just being out on the street, mm-hmm. taking some pictures.
Cool.
It calms me down. It's really nice.
Nice. So do you do that a lot?
Unfortunately, recently I couldn't mm-hmm. Because, as I said, it takes a lot of time. But I try to do every week something. I just go out, nature, streets, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not just Vienna, also like maybe
everywhere I can. So
okay,
I was growing
countryside.
Up. Yeah, I was growing up on the street. I'm like not like that, but like yeah. I was growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And we were out on the streets all the time.
Yeah,
like we were playing football, listening to music, everything. Yeah, I like that. So I think I bring this with me into photography as well, if I can.
Nice. I just realized I forgot your name? Icebreaker fun
Adam.
Fact.
Adam, sorry, no problem.
Not your name. The icebreaker question.
Yes.
Where you would, if you could time travel, where would you go?
Oh, yeah. If I could time travel, I would go. We were talking about this, right?
So that's why I remember.
I would be with this mindset in the 90s, in the US, maybe. I don't know if I would survive, but I would love it. Yeah. I really love the golden era of rap and hip hop music.
Nice, nice.
And I would see it live. I cannot anymore. And this would be a really nice thing too, because I think the photography it came up in the past, I don't know, 100 years. Because before it was, you couldn't carry a camera with you. You had this huge, giant stuff, and photographers were bringing like with, I don't know, with mm-hmm. horses with themselves, and then they needed to build up stuff. And then in the 20s, or I don't know when exactly, they made a carry-on camera, and then you could go out with it. And that would be really nice to just have a camera with me and go out, like, I don't know, on the streets, like in the 90s. It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe. I would go there.
Nice. Just taking pictures.
Yeah. Just to make
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. So why did you start photography? You said you started photography when you moved here to Vienna.
Yes, I started exactly when I moved here, actually. I don't know, really. It was a call. I don't know, really. No, I'm just kidding.
A call.
I was always amazed from cameras. I don't know. I had never a camera actually in my life. I was taking pictures, mm-hmm. but they were horrible in my whole lifetime until I bought a camera and started to learn photography. I did horrible pictures. I couldn't even look at them. They are really,
really
bad. Okay. So you can learn photography actually.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm good now, but you can learn. You can learn a lot of stuff. And then I was working and I had a collection and he bought a camera, like a professional one. That time was like 1,000 euros back in the days in Hungary. It was really an expensive one. And I was holding it in my hand. And I was like, oh, this is a good thing. You can only make good pictures with this camera. I was looking into the viewfinder and I was like, okay, you cannot miss. So I understand those people who say if you have a good camera, you are a good photographer. But it's not true. I realized that it's not true mm-hmm. because when I came here, I don't know, one day I woke up and I decided to go to MediaMarkt, if I can say that.
Yeah.
And then I bought a camera. And that was all. I don't know why I did that. I think I was bored or something.
Okay.
And I started to learn and dig into myself. Mm-hmm. And since then, I don't know. I don't know how I lived before, you know.
That's so nice that you just You said you want to do it.
I saw the light, and the light went to MediaMarkt, camera.
Sponsored by MediaMarkt.
Exactly, and then I did it. So it was really interesting. Cool. I don't know. I really don't know the exact answer.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
And how did you teach yourself?
I learned from everything from internet. Mm-hmm. I was reading books. I was reading YouTube. I was listening to podcasts. I was listening to other people. I did some workshops as well. I was trying. It was not my thing, actually. Mm-hmm. You can find everything on the internet. So I was searching and when I found something, I went out. I tried out. It worked. And then I learned.
Yeah, it's just step by step learning more.
Yeah, exactly.
More things.
Yeah, exactly. So cool. It was really cool. Okay. It was a really, really cool and long way because when I see these photos, this is, I don't know. I don't want to know a proof that I was a bad photographer.
But then, I mean, it also shows how far you've come and what you taught yourself.
Yeah, it shows a lot, actually. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Sometimes you have to stop in life and have to look back what you do, what you did.
Yeah.
And that's
and how
that's
far
really
you've come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you have to do this.
That's so cool. Okay. So when was the first time that you got paid for photography? What was your first job?
I really don't know. I think I got paid from a friend who's here and on the stairs right now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know where it was exactly.
Okay.
Because that was not an important part for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now, of course, it's really good when you love something to do and you earn money with it. Mm-hmm. It's just like it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good, but it's not the main part. I mean, even though if someone pays for me, but I don't like the project or I cannot get along with the people, I don't take it then.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
It's not necessary that way. Sometimes I do because I think, okay, I need the money. Sometimes I do, but then I always regret. If I don't feel, if I don't have the vibe, or if I don't feel that the project is mine, then after it, I realize, okay, I shouldn't do it anymore.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work.
Okay, so you don't really have to take on any jobs for like a portfolio or something, or you actively say, no, that's not something for me.
Yeah, after a while you could say, I mean, if I would live only from photography, I would do more what I not 100% like or not 100% me, but after a while you realize it's not okay. It's not. You cannot get this into your portfolio. You don't need it. And maybe the time and the energy you invest doesn't pay so much out with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you also, when you said that portraits are your favorite kind of art, like photography, do you talk a lot with the people before you take the portrait?
I try to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I try to. It's really hard to get people into this how I would shoot really a portrait because it's really, it takes time. If I would do mainly only portraits, I would shoot one or maximum two a day, even though I would work 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes time. You need to know the people you are photographing because you need to know how they think, how they talk, how they feel themselves good, how they react, what are their weaknesses or the strong part of them you have to, and it's just the stories because sometimes people think they have a boring life like me. I think, okay, it's boring, it's nothing good, you know, like, but maybe for someone else it's really interesting.
Yeah,
the way you live, the way you act, the way you talk, how clever and intelligent you are. For some people it's okay, wow, that's interesting, I could learn something from that guy. And therefore you need to take time with people you are photographing. So, but it's really, really hard, as I said. I would love to talk a lot, but sometimes you just need to, you have to be quick and then you have to open those people in front of your lens really quick, which is not always easy.
But easy, yeah, because people tend to like shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're
what I'm, why I try to do this, you know, like people think, okay, it's just my, it's just a mask what I have outside. You just have to photograph the body. You don't have to photograph the soul.
Yeah.
let's say, yeah. I mean, yeah. even though if it's like, true, yeah. yeah, but you have to photograph it. You have to see the emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm learning psychology and mm-hmm. other stuff behind photography nice. Because it's really interesting mm-hmm. how to, it's okay. not only you have to know techniques and photography, you have to know people. How to, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. How to get the people where they look their best in exactly, front of your camera.
How,
yeah.
yeah. And how they would love themselves when they see the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have true. To know that you have to yeah. get out that from, mm-hmm. from people because they don't, they just, oh yeah, I don't like my, I don't know. My nose is like kind of big. Can you take it down in photo? You can take it down in photo, but you have to accept that your nose is big. You know, mm-hmm. like we men, we are ugly. We born ugly. If we are ugly, then we are ugly. We cannot do nothing. You know, like I'm like this. I don't do makeup. I cannot do nothing. I can cut my hair, but you know, that's all I can do. But if you accept it, then you start to love yourself. Then it's, yeah. I try to. It sounds big, but I try to help with it because I see people different than they see themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting, like the how a photographer sees you
yeah,
is different.
Yeah, it's way different. People telling me, oh, yeah, I look ugly. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. You just see yourself in the mm-hmm. mirror every day. Maybe if I would see you every day, I would say the same. I don't know. But no, you don't. You don't. Okay, you just okay. have to, you know, it's sometimes for someone it's bothering, but
mm-hmm.
but no, yes. it's not. You okay. you have to accept it.
So how long would you say does the process take for a portrait? For example,
it depends on the people I photograph.
Mm-hmm. What is the shortest and what is the longest time?
The shortest is that we meet, we have a chit chat, we get to know each other, we talk a bit. I see if they get along with my sense of humor. If not, then it's a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
But if yes, then it's short. You know, if you have okay. the vibe immediately, you can just go into and then.
Mm-hmm.
But normally it takes like, I don't know, like 1 hour, 2 hours to meet, to talk, to get to know each other, why you want, how you want, what do you like. And then shooting, which takes 2 hours, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It depends. I give always time for it. And then like the rest is the after work. But mm-hmm. after work for me is, I don't like it. I mean, okay. I like to pick pictures out and edit them in a mm-hmm. small, but I don't do like, when someone asks me to make a completely new face, I'm not into that.
Okay, you could do that.
I don't know. I tried sometimes, but yeah, it's completely different. I mean, there are people who like this. Yeah. People who like, okay, I look like this, but I want this. Okay, then it's not me. Yeah, it's okay for me. You do whatever you want in mm-hmm. your life, but it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay. for me.
So what would you normally do for post-production? Is it called post-production?
Yeah.
Post-photo taking?
it is post-production, actually. I mean, mostly you have to pick the pictures out. You go through, you sleep on it, and then you get mm-hmm. get back to it again. Sometimes it takes 2-3 days just to sleep. The next day you wake up. Okay, why I picked this? This is shit. I have to move on. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's like that. And then you make the correction. It depends where you worked. So, of course, there are some retouch in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you make the correction as the lighting goes and how you photograph. It depends really. It's really boring technical stuff. I wouldn't start that. So.
Okay, but some technical stuff is involved.
Yeah. Some of it.
Nice. So where do you take the pictures? Is it like always different locations or do you have like your own studio somewhere or somewhere?
Unfortunately, I don't have a studio. I would like to have. Mm-hmm. It depends also what do you want the pictures for. Mm-hmm. So it depends always on the project itself. I like to pick something which is related to the people who I photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It is really nice. I do mostly with couples. Once I had a couple and I was asking them like, hey, what do you guys doing in your free time? Actually, I don't know. We don't do nothing. We wash the car always, like every week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, let's go wash the car. And then we went to a car wash.
Okay.
And then we took pictures there. It was really nice. It turned out really cool.
Nice.
I mean, okay. I would never have the idea on my own. The car wash is a nice place to do a couple shooting before wedding. But since they do this
mm-hmm.
All the time, like I would say like every week or every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. then this is the best place for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, but what else?
Nice.
Why should we go like, I don't know, to a restaurant as you eating Asian food.
You should know. As you would
sushi. If you hate Asian food, yeah. or you know, like
yeah.
this is how the process goes. If you mm-hmm. want studio, then we go to studio. There's place for it. If you want outside, then outside. It depends. Okay. It's always under discussion.
Nice. Okay. Do you think that you have like a personal style you bring into the photos, or in how much personal style can you bring into the portraits, especially if the people like want something from you?
It's really hard question because I would love to say that I have, mm-hmm. but I don't see it. I don't feel it 100%. Okay. Some people around me say, yeah, I have, but I don't see it exactly what it is. But it's hard. It's like, as I said, it's like looking in the mirror every day. You see the same stuff every day, mm-hmm. so you cannot decide if it's mm-hmm. true or not. I do want to bring something in, but it's more like it's not technical stuff, and it's not coloring, and it's not like how I compose my photo. It's more about my inner someone who likes to talk and with people and bring mm-hmm. out their real I don't know, I wouldn't say soul, but the real inner self somehow. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to bring yeah. in. So if people can feel themselves good in front of my camera, that's nice. Or if yeah. there's a guy who never laughs and I make him laugh, that's a good yeah. one. That's my style, yeah. I would say.
Nice. It's the reward you get from
yeah.
the job.
Yeah, kind of, it is. Yeah. It is, because cool. some people are, most of the people who are in front of my camera hates photography. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they like photos, but they hate to be photographed. Mm-hmm. They hate it. They just like, I don't want to do this. And I see it on the face. See on couples, especially. Mm-hmm. They like the man, they didn't want to come. I pay for it, but I didn't want to do it. And it's really bad.
Oh no.
And then I need to bring them in somehow.
So we were at the part where men don't like to have their pictures taken.
Yes.
What do you do to make them feel comfortable?
I pay them. No. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm an easy guy. People get along with me really easily, and I can talk about any topic in the world, from football until I don't know, like anything. Mm. I, of course, art a bit, not so much. And I like technical stuff. I like everything, so I can talk with everyone. And then they see, okay, it's not so bad. And anyway, we don't do like classic photography stuff mm-hmm. that are, hey, you should like this and that pose and stuff. I just play games with them. If they are in, of course. And it's easy. You have some games, you have some nice stuff, what you can tell to them. And then it's not always the case, of course. Mm-hmm. It's not always so. It's sometimes I don't feel it. Sometimes I don't have the energy. It takes also like you have to be in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do always as I said. I'm not always like 100% up,
yeah, but then, you have to invest into the people
exactly well. Yeah, exactly. And then after that 1.5 hour we do, and then they say, like, sometimes it happened, they said, okay, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's enough for me.
Okay.
if you think, oh, okay, that wasn't that bad, like if you go to the doctor and then they take your tooth out and you're okay, it wasn't that bad as I expected, then it's good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, is there kind of a connection between your art and your emotions?
I cry a lot.
Yeah. No. Watching your photos.
No, actually, no. I don't know. I don't know how I can answer this question, because of course there is emotion inside, but I wouldn't say I do because of the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I do because sometimes I just like it. Sometimes I go out and I feel it brings back after a while. So photography is a good thing, where you create memories.
Mm-hmm.
You don't create just pictures. Even though if you don't know nothing about photography, you create memories which you look back on later, mm-hmm. right? So there's a quote where they say, like, if you want to see what people fear they lose the most fear mm-hmm. they lose, you have to see what they photograph, because mostly you photograph mm-hmm. those things what you love and like, mm-hmm. or people you love and like.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Of course, if you're talking about a person who is not doing photography as a business, right? So So of course there's emotion inside, but sometimes emotion is not just like you just capture something. You go out, you do a photo. If it's not like a couple shooting or a wedding or whatever, you just go out, you take a photo, and maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, you look back on and the emotion comes back, what you had there. Because maybe you could quote, okay, I was sitting here, I was down in the dumps, or I was really happy, or I got my new job and I took a picture of my new car, I don't know, or I cleaned my car and that was the last time the I cleaned my car and I took a picture and it was really nice. Or before something happened, and then you see it's like it, then it brings back. So that's why it's good. That's why even like when you look back on your childhood pictures, what you see, they are sometimes they are really bad pictures. The quality is bad. It's like maybe it's not straight or whatever. But you have a photo as a child, you know, and that's like you cannot pay for that. You cannot bring that's back. True, you cannot go back in time. You just have one photo, and that's all.
And it still brings you emotions.
Exactly,
it shows emotions. It shows everything in you.
It shows even if you not remember because you were 3 years old. You get something. Okay, I was there. We lived in this place or whatever, you know, so you get this emotion back. If there's people on that photo, you get the emotions from the people as well. How you were connected with them. And that's why that's the connection with the emotion, actually.
Nice. Okay. So do you have your I've made it moment yet?
I think I had some.
Yeah.
But they were really short. And I wouldn't pick one out. I wouldn't, because it's like when you do something and then you keep moving all the time and then you're rushing towards your dreams and goals, whatever it is, you forget to stop sometimes and look back on what you did and what you achieved. It's really hard to look back on and say like, I did some stuff. I'm cool. I good. I did good. So then you feel it. But if you have a big dream and then you achieve it, that's a difference. This one I didn't even have in photography yet. There are like really huge dreams in my like if I would take it to another aspect, if I would be football, I'm now playing somewhere on the ground and I want to play in the huge biggest club ever. That's the difference now, what I feel. So there are some stuff in photography what you can achieve, and these are the top ones. Yeah, like there are some where you can get into Magnum photographers, which is like a small group of really good photographers. You can work on a Hollywood movie as a director of photography. This is a huge thing. That would be for example, that could be a moment, but these are really huge ones. So small stuff I had already. And then these I liked. I had with my friend exhibitions. These were really nice. And I thought there, okay, it's cool. We made it. It's cool. I love that. I love the process. But like so big, not yet.
Okay. So what's your next goal? What's your next?
Actually, I don't set goals so much because I'm not a fan of goals as I can... because if I don't achieve, then I fail, and I feel different. Then I have some projects in my mind, but I always give time for it because if I'm not in the mood, I couldn't do it. I have some always written up like 20, 30 projects.
Really?
It's always like if there's an idea, there's a new idea, I write it up and I never do it again. This is how I work. This is my way of working.
The book just fills up.
Then I sell it. I hope I sell it sometimes. If someone has no ideas, I have some ideas that we can trade. But of course I wouldn't talk about that because If I talk and then the podcast goes out and I listen back after 6 months, you said that you're gonna do this year,
so
and people,
smart.
You know, I don't. So if let's see what brings. I really I love the project what we are doing right now, these voices and visions, and this is what I'm focusing right now.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done, I will think about the next one I can make.
So just step by step.
Exactly.
Very cool. So is there any inspiration or motivation that drives you?
Yes, sure. I don't have people to look up, actually not in photography. If I see a good photo, I love the photo. I don't always, sometimes I check who did it, but I'm not into this like, okay, he's a good photographer and then I'm following him. Of course I follow a lot because I like the style, the pictures, the photos they do. But for me, most importantly, is the photo actually. That's what I like. Mm. So I have no, I know a lot of photographers like from name, of course, the big ones from the last century as well. And I know their photos. I recognize them immediately, but I wouldn't recognize all of the photos, what they did. I know some, but mostly I buy books and I'm looking like I'm in different art, in different everywhere actually where I can inspire from. It's not only like photography. I inspire from movies as well. Mm-hmm. Like I watch a lot of movies and I see how the compositions are, how they do. It's really interesting. Also, as I said, books. I buy a lot of books where I can see. It's most of them are collections, painters, different artists. So everywhere I can actually out on the streets as well. So sometimes I see just colors in architecture. It's really nice. You see how people combine their imagination inside like a building, whatever.
Nice.
So it's you can get inspiration from anything.
So whenever you look around, you could always have an inspiration.
Exactly.
Coming.
Yeah, like,
nice.
Yeah, like now what you have clothes on, it fits brown and black. You know,
it fits together.
It fits together, but it's nice.
True.
So it's,
I also fit to the chair.
Exactly. You just pass inside this chair. You're born in this chair.
Nice.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Nice, nice. So the next question would be, how is your cultural identity reflected in your art?
I don't know if I have a cultural identity at all. I don't know what I brought with me. I don't know exactly. I would say the cultural identity is more from my family.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I brought stuff from my family, not from my culture. I don't know what was the difference, because we live in a culture and then they, as I grow up, they give forward the cultural stuff what they learned.
Same, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of that. What I brought from my family is how I talk with people and how I get along with people. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's the biggest thing, I guess. How I can really get deeper into conversations and how to be a gentleman. That's what I learned from my grandmother, actually.
Nice.
I'm not always practicing it. But this is actually not so big. It's not so big influence in my photography. Only in the way I talk with people and the way we can get along with each other.
But that also translates right back into your picture, right? Because you said if they feel more open to you.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, where I was coming from, we lived also in bad neighborhoods, or not so bad as it could be, but we lived also in bad neighborhood and this stuff, I it's there somehow. I don't know how actually, but these kind of small things where I lived, how I lived, my friends, my family, these are inside, but this is more like how I act and how I treat people. It's not about that. You can see it on my photos. You cannot see it on my photos. If you see my photos, maybe you cannot tell a difference sometimes if it's made from me or made from another photographer.
Okay. But I mean, still like some part of you in it.
It
would be different if you would have talked to the people on it.
Sure, but I wouldn't do photography then, I guess.
Ah.
Yeah.
True, but I've never really thought about like the people behind or like what transpires like around a picture. Because you see it and you just see the picture and then everybody thought about, okay, what has happened behind the scenes?
Scenes or before? Or how do you mean?
Like behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes,
before,
you mean?
Before, after it.
That's a huge question always. Yeah. I mean, how sometimes when you see photos like really and you're amazed by a photo and you think like, how did you do it? How? And then you start, if you look these photos on, like those big photos from great photographers, how? And then you think like, Was he really there actually? And he was. I mean, when you see a dying soldier somewhere and then you think like, okay, the photographer was
there too.
In the war.
Yeah.
And he was in the war. And these are really interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From a portrait as well. Like how you got somehow into this situation with that who you photographed. This is really interesting. How you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How you do that? That's always a question. If you start to learn photography and you start to learn this portrait stuff, you think like, okay, what's the difference between mine and the great photographer? And you think like the way they handle people, but you cannot teach it. You need to, you can, maybe you can learn it somehow, but you need to really do it on your own. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how to talk with people, how to treat people. Mm-hmm. I cannot, I mean, and I'm not saying that's the perfect way I do. I just know that's the difference in the way I talk and I treat people. And there could be a difference if there's an other one who does it.
Another person who cannot,
another person, right? And who cannot open it the way I did. Or it's the same for me as well. I see photographers and I don't know how they do it. How you talk with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
How you do it.
Okay.
And this is interesting.
That's really interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. So, on the other hand, is there anything you learned, like a lesson you learned, something you would not do again in your journey of photography?
In the business, I learned a lot. Because photography as a business is like 80% business and 20% photography. You need to learn a lot about business. How you do, how you like contracts and everything. This I learned a lot. This I'm not into that much. I like to create. But like I wouldn't do again nothing. Like it's like you cannot, you wouldn't go back and I don't do it again. Of course there are some stuff you wouldn't, but why? You learned it that way. You have to learn sometimes the hard way. What I learned, however, is that how people are with themselves is really, really interesting, because I do sometimes photo shootings where children are, and this is really interesting how children are actually compared to grown up people.
Mm-hmm.
The children are like, they love everything.
So we were at how children be photographing children is different than photographing
okay,
adults.
I just make it quick. Like what I learned, I learned, and what it's really different. When I photograph children as well, they really do love to look back on the pictures. They love themselves. They laugh a lot. They don't care about nothing at all. They just love, even though if they have a silly face, they love it. Mm-hmm. And this is a big lesson for every people out there, actually, how they don't care about nothing. That's is really the inner child should be like. You should also like, if you make a silly face, that's funny. It's not bad.
True.
You know,
yeah.
And the children, they do it really good. I love them.
Nice. And they're also happy about it. And they're happy again seeing it,
if
right?
If they could print it out and put it on the wall, they would print out the worst picture you can ever imagine because it's funny, you know?
But it's
and
nice.
That mom is funny on it, so I love it. I want to put it on the wall. This is nice. This nice. Is nice because for them, it's a memory.
Okay, yeah. I would do that myself, like print a very funny
do
happy
it.
Picture
just,
of myself.
Yeah, just poster
happy.
It like the whole room of yours.
Yes. Okay, so as last question, what advice would you give somebody who just starts out photography?
Which would have been good for me as well. I don't care about too much what others do and what others think about your work, and don't think about on others' work a lot. That means like don't compare yourself all the time. This is really hard because you live in this age.
Yeah.
Social media everywhere. Okay, this is good sometimes because you see a picture, how can I reproduce it? And then you learn a new technique, but don't compare it all the time. Mm-hmm. Why they have more work than me? Are they better than me or not? Am I wrong or am I doing something wrong? Is this my fault? You know, but you never know what the story behind is. Mm-hmm. Someone maybe does it for 10 years. And maybe they had a point where they reached something, or someone maybe had really luck. Someone knows somebody and then they get into somehow.
True, yeah.
So comparing is a really bad thing. And you have to compare to improve yourself, to get better, but not so much, less. You just do your own thing. Mm-hmm. Go and then do your work.
Don't get the others get to you.
Yeah. Exactly. And don't listen to those words where they say like, you cannot do it. Yeah, there's a lot of photographers. Why you shouldn't? you are not different. Do on your own. You do it just because you love to do it, not because there's space in it, you know, and then you can earn a lot of money.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice. So, outro. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening and watching. All the infos to Adam and where you can find him are down below in the description. And yeah, you can find us on YouTube and Spotify. And subscribe. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. Vielleicht noch mal, dass der Adam sehr schnell.
It's a session. Okay. Well, thank you again, Adam, for coming here and sharing all of your thoughts and insights into photography and the world of photography. It was really nice to hear all of that from you.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, well, thank you to the listeners and watchers out there for tuning in again. You can find all the info and where to find Adam in the description. You can find us on Spotify and YouTube. Yeah, if you like it, please subscribe. If you don't like it, please still subscribe and support your friendly neighborhood artists. Thank you.